Says Daf Ein Gimel. We got to six lines down. The Gemara says, "Rabba the Rava lo sfir lehu had Rav Huna." We saw the sheet of Rav Huna yesterday that if a person says he's dying, he says to give a get to his wife in Macy if I die, and it turns out he gets better. So then the halacha im amad, he is able to be chozer. He's retracting. The get doesn't work. But comes on Rabba Rava, they argue and say he does not retract. Even if he gets better, the get follows through. Why? Gzeira shema yomur yesh get lachar misa. Because they're going to be concerned. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Gzeira shema yomur yesh get lachar misa. Di amad chazer, if you were to hold that if he gets healthy, the get does retract. Also, they're going to say, lo havi get ad tzedmayis. The get's not chal until the guy actually dies. And from that, they're going to conclude, v'kachazinan dilechi mayis havi gita shmamina yesh get lachar misa. They're going to make a very, very problematic conclusion that get works only after misa. V'asi lachshuri zeh gitech lachar misa. And then they're going to permit a case of where a guy says, this is my get after I die. But lo yadu, they're not going to know, d'cheven dilo parish midi lahachi yavni nehele she get ma'akshav amnash yamas. They didn't understand the whole situation there. And when a guy is sick, and he says give a get, that get must go through, even if he gets healthy. That's the sheet of Rabba and Rava. So the Gemara asks a very, very fundamental question here. Umi ika midi de madiraisa lo havigito mishim gzera sharina eshes ish la'alma? I mean, according to this, really, even Rabba Rava agree that the get is chozer. And madiraisa, she's actually really married. So they're able to say that she's not married and they're permitting an eshes ish because of a gzera? Because of Xer, they're going to say she's actually single, but really Midrash says she's not single. How do they have the right to be Matir Nashis Ish? So the Gemara says, again, a statement we find many places, called Mekadish, Adaita Dirabon Mekadish. Anybody who performs a Kedushin, they do Kedushin, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, they do Kedas Chachamim, the Das the Chachamim, Vafkiina Rabban the Kedushin, and the Rabbanan are being okay, they're uprooting the initial Kedushin. So when they got married, so that marriage was on the Das V'Chachamim. And then later on, this husband, when he gets sick, he gives the get to her on the condition that he dies. He ends up not dying. The get goes through anyways because the Chacham said, we don't want any issues taking place to make a gzera, and they retroactively uproot the initial Kedushin. So Amalei Ravina, Ravashi, Tinach, this all makes sense to Kaddish B'Kaspa if they make a Kedushin with Kesef, because Chacham have the ability of Hefker based in Hefker, they have control of people's mamonis. So they could say the money that was given was not your money, it was really our money, you had no control, it wasn't a good Kedushin. But Kaddish B'Bia, Ma'ik Lameimar. The Kedushin Bia, they have no rights over someone else's Tashmish. How do they have the rights to declare their Bia not being a Kedushin's Bia? Gemara says, no, they can. Amalei Shavia Rabbanon LeBilasa Bilasnas. They can define that initial bia of kedushin, a bia mitzvah, they could define it as a biasnus and does not qualify as kedushin. So they do have such rights to uproot the kedushin. Okay, Gemara says Tanur Rabbanon Ze Gitech. This is your get mehayom from today in Macy if I die mecholize from this particular illness. V'nofla bayis alav, and the house falls on the guy. Oh, chishu nachash, or he's bitten by a poisonous snake and he dies. Ain't no get. It doesn't work because he doesn't die from that sickness. He died from something else. But if he says, "Im lo amod mecholize," if I don't get healthy, and then nafal alabai, so he chishu nachash, and then if a house falls on him or he gets bitten by a poisonous snake, then hareze get, that does work. Why? What's the difference? Gemara asks, "Ma'ishna reisha, ma'ishna seif." What's the difference? The difference seems obvious to us. So shalchu mitam, they sent from there. They sent from Eretz Yisrael. What was the answer? Achlu ari ein lanu. Very cryptic message. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shalchu mitam, Ayidei ma'isa she'ira be'echad, there was something, an event happened to an individual, Sha'amar, he said, Im lo amod mecholize, he said this very, very language. V'achlu arin, he was eaten by a lion, v'shalchu ha'davar l'Eretz Yisrael, they sent a shayla to Eretz Yisrael, v'shivu, and they responded back, Ein lanu she'yehe get. Ein lanu she'yehe get, de'on tzad lo shriach lo asa gadaita. It's not going to be a good get because he did not think of that happening. So if it's something, an unlikely circumstance, a wild situation where the house falls, or a tornado comes, a lion eats you, that wasn't part of his initial understanding, and therefore it's not a good get. They go against what the initial Bryce has said. Okay. Gemara now says, Hahu gavra dezavin ara lechavre. A person sells a land to his friend. Kabil alayhu kol unsa demisyalet. So the seller, the mocher, is willing to take a responsibility of any onus that happens to the field. He's willing to take responsibility for it and will, I guess, replace the field if that happens. Lasof, in the end of the day, afiki beinara. What does afiki beinara mean? Rashi says, Tzava HaMelech Shiyavir Es HaNar Derech Ososada. He wanted to channel the river in a different direction, and this field happens to be in the way that he wants to channel it through. So it sounds like a tremendous onus. The lokeach should be able to go back to the mocher and say, this is an onus. You took upon yourself, kol onsa demisyalid, so pay me back the money. Also, lakamid de Ravina, they went to the Bezdin, they went to the Dayan Ravina. Amrle zil shapile, go give him a better land or pay him back the money. Deha kabilcha alecha, kabilis alecha, kol onsa demisyalid. You accepted upon yourself any onus, so this is certainly an onus. Amalei Rav Acha bar Tachlifa leRavina. Rav Acha challenges this and says, objects, own to the Lashchiachu. This is a unlikely circumstance. It was never in the das of the initial lokeach that this would, the moche, that this would happen. And he did not accept this type of onus. He was talking about an onus of, I don't know, what's something more likely, who knows, that maybe a guy's going to come claim the land, who had a lien on the property, he'll take it away. That's maybe an onus, that's something more fathomable. So what happened was, so this machlokes, whether or not this mocher is responsible. Apparently this whole shayla got to Rava's desk, and Amalu Rava Paskin, the own to the Lashiachu. This is an own to the Lashiachu, an uncommon type of onus. It wasn't expected by anybody, and therefore the mocher is not responsible for such a far-fetched type of onus. Ravina challenges Rava's psak. They're arguing about what happened there. Ravina says the mocher is responsible. Rava Paskin, the mocher is not responsible. So Ravina brings a raya against Rava. If the guy says, here's your get, if I don't become healthy and a house collapses or is eaten by a lion, it's a good get. So why don't we say they're also own to Dol Shricha? It's uncommon. This wasn't part of his intention. Clearly the husband's intention was if I die from this illness, not from a house. Yet we still say it follows through as a get. This is not considered an onus, even though it's own to Dol Shriach. So, therefore, this supports Ravina, that you would be responsible. So, comes along, Rava responds back, Amalei Rava, Vema Meresho, Eino Get. What about the first case, where we said the first case of this Brisa wasn't a good get? Where the guy said, if I die from the sickness and he dies from the house or the Nachash, we said it's not a good get. Why don't you bring a raya from there, that Onsa de Loshchiach does ruin the get? So Amalei Rava Acha, Medafti Le Ravina, Umishim De Kasha Resha Seifa Lo Mosfina Tiyufta Minei. So it comes along, it probably should be Rava. Yeah, they change it to Rava. So Rav Acha says to Rava, just because there seems to be an internal steer within this Brisa, you can't ask a question from it? So I go like the Seifa. Amarlei, so Rava says back, in, yes, I can't. Kaven de kashi reisha Seifa, lo itmar be mejasha, umishabasha, hi zil basar svar. Since this Brisa has an internal contradiction, it wasn't said in the base medrash, it was apparently, there's obviously a mistake here. And we can't follow the text, so therefore we have to go based on logic. There are no text proofs for this, and it's based on Svara. I say this, and he says that. So my Svara, whoever Svara wins, but he can't bring me a proof, for this does not serve as a proof.
Tosos brings that the Yerushalmi says the obvious chilek between the two.
Right, which is what we thought initially.
We thought originally, which is...
Right, Pashtas.
One is...
He died from the Choli.
He died from the Choli, or I don't get up from the Choli. Never got up from the Choli.
Right. They don't even entertain.
He says our Gemara doesn't hold this chilek.
I see that. Okay. Very good.
Interesting.
Gemara says, now Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breder, Rav Yeshua, these two, Amaraim, Zavin Shumshai, they bought sesame, Agida de Nahar Malka, in this riverbank. Agur Malche, they had hired sailors, boats, Lavrune, to bring it, to ship it to wherever they had to go. Kabila Lahu Kolunsa de Misyaled, and the sailors took upon themselves any onus that would happen, they'd be responsible. If the ship sank, if it lost course, whatever the case might be. Lasof, in the end of the day, what happened, Istaka Nahar Malka, that they apparently had stopped, that they put a dam of some sort, they put a break in the river, and Rashi explains, Istaka Nahar Malka, Velo Yachlu Svinos Lavor, they couldn't pass, the boats couldn't pass through, Shasu Bo Sakar, Shikoran Ishklusha. So they were stuck, they couldn't make it to where they needed to go. So Amri Lahu, so I guess Rav Papa Rav Huna say, Agurach Amri, you go out and now hire donkeys to bring it on land. Because Afkinu Nelan, Deha Kabil Salaiho Ka Unto the Mishalid. You took upon yourselves any onus. This is an onus. Take out of pocket and go get some donkey riders. Us, Lakame di Rava, the Shalai came to Rava again, same party as before. Armalu Rava says, Kaaki Chiyuva Mishalche Glime Dinshe. So literally what it means is that our geese, white geese, taking off their man clothing of some sort, something very strange, which is obviously something uncommon. And Rashi says, Mishalche glime, first kaki chivare, is avazim levanim, white geese, lefishayu zikanim, they were old. Mishalche glime, mafshitin bigdei anashim, are taking off, stripping people of their clothing. They're passing the shiloh that the sailors have to pay money without having to consult for their own hana. They're incorrect. Again, the white geese, as Rashi says, are the Rabbanim here, Rapap and Ravuna, and the sailors are the ones who are having their shirts stripped off of them. So what's the psaki? He says, Onta de l'shriachu. This is a uncommon, unanticipated type of onus, and that the sailors did not take upon themselves. They're talking about a more typical onus that may happen. They might bump into a rock, and then there's going to be a...
You have to be mefarad when you say onus.
Onus, you don't have to. If it's onus de l'shriach, then you have to be mefarad. If it's something that's expectable, the first sugyan Gittin talks about this, the first page in Gittin. But if it's onta de l'shriach, if you specify, then that would be included. So in all the insurance plans, they do specify certain things.
Right.
Right, exactly. Right. Act of God, how do you define an act of God? Yeah. Everything's an act of God.
Well, this Rava that we keep referring to in this daf came much earlier than Ravina, Rav Papa. They were all very late Amorayim. It sounds like this Rava is interacting with them. That's a different Rava.
That is an interesting point. Let's see if anyone makes such a comment. They don't? Is it possible that...
Are there two Ravas?
I never saw that. Is it possible that, you know, maybe Ravina was much younger, Rava was very old at the time. That's why they kept him consulting with Rava. But Rava didn't live till he was very... No, that was Rabba and Abai. I don't know how old Rava was. Okay. Man, the new Mishnah tells us, Sloth tisyachid imo el b'fnei edim. So what's going on here? So Rashi explains in the Mishnah, lo tisyachid imo... Zeshin asan get, a husband gives his wife a get, v'amar la, he says to her, mehayom imesi, the get's chal today, if I die, lo tisyachid imo, he can't have yichud with her, shema yavole, perhaps they're going to have bia, what's the problem with that? Dikl man damar, chayshinon shema baal l'shem kedushin, v'tsuchin get sheni. So that might be a kedushin, bia l'shem kedushin, so that the first get wouldn't be good anymore, you can't give a get before you get married. So if they have another kedushin, so then you need a get sheni.
I'm sorry. He said, "Here's a get if I die."
If I die,
and we're saying it's a suffer get.
Right. We haven't defined what it is yet, but it's something. It's something that might take effect if he dies, or when he dies, it takes effect.
If he's having
fire.
Me, he's not dying.
So what's his right? No, exactly. It's not that he's sick necessarily. The Mishnah of the end will define the status right now, from this point until he actually dies. But the problem of yichud is once it's yichud, that completely nullifies the first get, because now if they're remarried through this bias kedushin, so you can't have a get that pre-exists the kedushin.
What's the get? The get?
Right, they never ended any relationship.
Yeah.
So we might have to connect it to the machlokas in the end of the mishnah, but let's just say a little bit further in Rashi. And even if we're not concerned of the shame kedushin, we're concerned just stam of bias nus, then we can't have a penuya, a single man, a single woman, can't have yichud with each other. So right now it assumes that this Tanakhama thinks that the mamish considered single people. They're divorced but not divorced. So what does that mean? Well, so why don't you give her the divorce? Give her the get if there's really considered single. So the Gemara explains, Mishnah explains, rather, lo tisyachid imo el b'fnei edim, only with Edim, afilu al pi eved, an eved for this case can serve as an aid, afilu al pi shivcha, even a shivcha, chutz mi shivcha, so except her own shivcha cannot be used as an aid to ensure nothing happens. Why? Because the wife, she is so comfortable around the shivcha, she does things around the shivcha all the time in the house, she screams in front of the shivcha, things you wouldn't normally do in front of other people, you would do in front of the shivcha, she perhaps dressed differently in front of the shivcha, so she's comfortable having yichud, and if it even go further than that, she's okay with that, because the shivcha knows. So that shivcha, her own shivcha, can serve as an aid. But anyone else does qualify as an aid to ensure nothing takes place in the yichud. So Misha asks, wait a second, mahi be'osan hayamim, what's her status during those days when he gives the get, but it doesn't take effect until whenever he dies? Yehuda Omer Keishas Ish Lechol Dvara. She's considered Mamish Ish. She's considered married. Nothing has changed. And Rashi explains on the top, what does that mean? Haba Aleh B'mezid. If she's with another man, B'mezid, the din is Chenek. B'shogig, the din is Chatas. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Migureshish V'ein Migureshish. She has a suffix status. We're not really sure what's going to be. So Gemara explains now, Tanu Rabbanan quotes a Braisa. Ra'ua shenisyach de'imo ba'afela. If they see her, that she has yichud with him, ba'afela, somewhere in darkness, o she yashna imo tachas margolos hamita, or she sleeps, she lies below the legs of the bed. We're not concerned that they're involved in something else. Davracher here means tashmish, like Rashi says. We are concerned that there was perhaps znus. We're not concerned there was kedushin. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af choshishin mishim kedushin. We're even concerned for kedushin. So this statement is very, very unclear what's going on here. So that's why the Gemara says, in my Kamar, what exactly is going on in the Braisa? So it comes along, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravu, I'll tell you what's going on. Hachi Kamar. Ra'uhu shenivila. If we see that there is bia, not just that they're with each other, that there is bia, he says, choshishin mishim kedushin, we're concerned that there was a bia's kedushin, and now they're married again, and the first get was null and void. If we saw Nasan Laksafim, if he gave her money, where Choshishin Mishim Znus, she was given as Znus, the Amrinam Besnana Nasan La, he gave it as some type of payment for Znus. Vein Choshishin Mishim Kedushin, we don't think that the money was given for the purpose of Kedushin. And comes along Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Bezu Choshishin Mishim Kedushin. Even in this case where he handed her money, we are concerned of perhaps his Kesef Kedushin.
How do you get it?
Well, we're not connecting it to the our Mishnah. Right now, a random brisa about this case. Again, I guess it has to be somewhat connected. But during the status of when he gives a get to her before he dies, what's going on at the moment? So let's assume right now she's considered single. Let's assume she's, let's say, Rabbi Yossi, she's a half megresha in megreshes. So then, if she performs kedushin, so there's no longer a suffix anymore.
Even if you say she's an ish during that period, at some future point, it's going to come out retroactive to that point. At that moment, she wasn't.
Very good.
So at some point, she will end up being a penuya. Right.
So even according to the Tanakhama, if there was bias kedushin afterwards, that knocks out that lemafreya get as well, and you would require a get sheni. So we have to try to see what are we observing going on to know whether there was another kedushin or not to knock out that get according to both opinions. So if there is bia,
what are we observing to see that there wasn't a get either, Chal?
One that he gave a get on this condition that if he dies from this illness,
he's obviously alive.
He's alive, yeah, he's alive still.
So even if we see bia's kedushin, it's not Chal.
No, with their own husband.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Well, why not?
Because it's still Chal from the original one.
No, but then it removes the chalos of the get that he gave.
The get never was.
It has the ability to. This new bias kedushin undoes that ability. It knocks out that get kedushin, get entirely. The get no longer has the ability.
How does the new bias kedushin knock it out if they're still in the same status as the original kedushin?
At some future point, they're going to end up having been single at this point.
That's what you're saying. Mafreya.
It's very hard to understand.
Seeing Mafreya, this
is happening
could be,
while she's an Ashes Ish.
Right.
So,
but she's not. She, right.
It's very hard to understand.
Very theoretical world.
Even theoretical is hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so the Gemara says now, Kiman Ozla, the following statement? Had the Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, who says, Amar Rabbi Yochan Machlokas Kishera'uha Shinivala. The whole debate is when they saw Bia, the debate in this Bryce of Tanakama versus Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda thinks, even when you give money, the debate is when you give money, even Kesef is a machlokas, whether that's the shame is Nusa condition. If there is no witnessing of the Bia, Divrei Hakol Ein Tzrichei Mana Get Sheni. Everyone agrees if you didn't see Bia, there's no need for Get Sheni, the first get is still good. Kaman, who is the author of this? Divrei Hakol. This seems to go going to all opinions. Who's Divrei Hakol here? Oh, Rashi writes, yeah. The Bain Tanakam and Bain Rabbi Yossi, Amrina Hecha de la Ra'u, lo Chashinan, there's no concern. Hecha de Ra'u, Chashinan, Ilav Mishim Ksafim. So, and when you saw, we are concerned. So Gemara says, wait a second. Maskila, Baye asks, Mide Ksafim Katani. So does it say anything about Ksafim here?
The whole taitra, this.
Right, this Brisa, initially when we saw the Brisa of her sleeping under the bed, or and they went Be'afela together, we didn't understand what the Brisa meant. and came along Rav Nachman, in the name of Rabbah, he said that we're talking about a case of Kesev versus Bia, but that Brisa doesn't mention anything about Kesev at all. You can't give that pshat to the Gemara, the Brisa above. El Amar Baya, Baya says, you know what pshat is of that Brisa, that initial Brisa we started off with? Pachi Kamar. Ra'uhu shenivala, if we saw that there is Bia, choshish amishim znus, v'ein choshish amishim kedushin, they're just having znus. We don't assume that there's Bia's kedushin there, and that first get's still good. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af choshim mishim kedushin. No, we are concerned of there being Bia's kedushin. Much more simplified machlokas. So come on, azla hadam rabba bar bar chana. This statement, who does he hold like? In the name of Rabbi Yochanan, machlokas kisharua shenivala. And the whole debate is, when there is Bia, that's the debate of the Braisa, ava lo ra'ua shenivala, if they did not see Bia, they recall en tzirichem anoget, sheni. Come on, who is this like? This is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it only like him? Rashi explains the last two narrow lines. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, dilu l'tana kama lo nechleku beis Shammai beis Hillel. But there are. We're going back to beis Hillel beis Shammai now. Oh, I didn't realize that.
We're not giving a case where he survives, sorry. Where he does not die.
No death. He was sick. Okay, we have to understand one. I'm sorry. We need to backtrack for a moment. This statement here of Rabbah Bar Bachana is going on a machlokes beis Hillel beis Shammai, which we did not see just yet. A person who's megaris is ishto, and then they sleep together in a hotel. Beis Hillel requires a new get when you saw a new get, and beis Hillel requires a new get. Beis Shammai does not. Right. Beis Hillel does require one. Beis Shammai says not. So that debate is only true now, according to the first opinion, was only true when they saw Bia, but when they didn't see Bia, we said you don't need a get. That doesn't work well with our Brice above because no Kesef was mentioned. So now to read one more time. I'm sorry. El Amar Baya. Abaya says Hachi Kamar. Ra'uhu shenivala choshishim mishim znos vein choshishim mishim kedushin. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Amar af choshishim mishim kedushin. So in a situation where you saw Bia, we're choshish versus znos. And Rabbi Yosef says when we see Bia, we're even concerned with Bia's kedushin. And on that comes along, Kaman Azla.
So the Kaman Azla of Rabbi Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan is that the Rabbi Bar Bachana statement of Machlokas is going on Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but that is still separate from this Machlokas here of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda.
Correct.
Okay.
So now we're trying to bridge it all together. So when Rabbi Bar Bachana says that machlokas beis Hillel beis Shammai is only kisharuha shenivala, we saw that there's actually bia. Aval lo ra'u, but if there is no witnessing of the bia, divriya kol ein shichem and a get, that even beis Hillel beis Shammai both agree there is no need for a get at all.
So they say like this.
They only work within Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, right, his opinion, who is choshishin mishum kedushin. So if you look at Rashi now, the two last narrow lines here, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, dilul tanakama lo nechleku beis Shammai beis Hillel bedavar zeh. According to him, there is no such machlokas. De lo shavik beis Hillel besasim ki beis Shammai. About Rabbi Yossi savrla Rabbi Yochanan velo kaman demoki pluksayu. Af b'shelo ra'u shenivla deha hacha ki lo ra'u kula modi de lo chashinan. What's going on there?
I didn't agree.
Because the only way you could say the machlokas beis Shammai beis Hillel is talking about a case of ra'u shenivla.
Right.
And also going like the like the Rabbanan, who say even by Rosh and Nivala, we're not Choshish for Kedushim, we're only Choshish for Znus, is if Rabbanan would be going like Beis Shammai, which would make sense.
Uh-huh.
But this could not say
that. Because he assumed by any Bia there's Choshash, he thinks Choshash Kedushim. Only in his world, Choshash Kedushim, could there be such a debate of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai.
With him coming out like Beis Hillel.
I gotcha.
Otherwise, the Rabbanan are coming out like Beis Shammai.
And that can't be the case.
Right.
Okay. So now the Gemara says, Maskifala, Rava asks, Imkain, my af, in the above Raisa, which we're trying to interpret, why does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say, af choshim mishim kedushim? That we're also concerned with kedushim. So Rashi says, my af, deha chashasha diznus, lav dafka chashasha, ela kulahi. It's a leniency, lomar, tolen oso biznus, vein choshishin lekedushim. We assume it says no, and it's a big cooler. We don't assume that they're remarried. You don't need a second get. But Rabbi Yossi hava le lememar choshin lekedushin ve'ein tolin lehakel biznus. He should have said we're choshish for kedushin and we're not concerned for biznus. Rabbi Yossi says we're choshish for both. That both possibilities.
Why is this cooler here? Sorry.
It's a kula, I think.
Because you're not getting into the get?
I think so. I think that's why it's a kula, yeah.
But you still chayv chattas? No.
It's still a suffix. I assume it's not a vaday, it's a chashash.
It doesn't seem like it carries any halachic importance that we're choshen.
Meaning kedusha is the only thing that would really cause another...
So to say we're also concerned for something else, but first means not concerned for anything.
And again, I'm sorry, just for... we're never saying that the tanai that this guy makes or anything is that he's, if he survives. In other words, the whole thing is premised that he's going to pass away and then we can sit with Mafreya, this whole thing. We don't give it, by the way, and if he doesn't, and if he survives...
Well, that gets back to the previous discussion.
No, but then it's a bias nose, and he's chayav chatas, he's chayav chatas, chayav chatas, no?
If
according to the Svar, they're saying that Taka, we're saying we want to be makel and say, no, we can't go and say it's kedushin, because then we'd have a suffix for a get sheni. But if he survives, so then the Taka, if we say it's nus, then he's chayav, really, was always chayav chatas.
If he survives, then there was never a get, so there was never his nus, and there's never anything. There was, she was nisha sish throughout the
night. Right. She Lafreya, she wouldn't be, it wouldn't be Znus.
It would just be married.
Right. Right.
Plain old porn marriage.
Says Gemara, Ella Amarava, Halchi Kamar. What you're supposed to say above is as follows, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Af, Lo Ra'u, Shenivala, Choshim, and Kedushin. Even in a case where there is no witnessing of the Bia, even then we're concerned of Kedushin taking place. So now the Gemara says, "Kiman azla ha dama Rabba bar Barchana Amar Yochanan machlokas b'kisharua shenivala, aval lo ruah shenivala direkol inotzicha himan oget." Now in this case, where he thinks when there is no witness, no one's concerned. So kiman lo kachad, he doesn't go like either one, because according to Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yossi, he thinks even when there is no riyah, there is still a chashash. And according to Rabbanan, he says, "Help me out with this one." That
he didn't see anything. It's nothing.
If he didn't see anything,
this is news. No.
Well, that's fine with the Rabbanan, but Rabbanan say, he's only choshish for Znus, not choshish for Kedushim. So, therefore, this qualification of the Machlokas, Beisil Beishamai, does not work well with either Rabbanan or Rabbi Yossi. Let's do a few more lines here. Gemara says, quotes from earlier, from the Mishnah, Maha hi Be'osin Hayamim, what's her status in those days? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ki Eishis Ish L'chal Dvarah, she's considered Eishis Ish, if she's with another man, there's a Chiyav Chenek, Beshogeg, it's a carbon. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megreshes, Veinu Megreshes, it's a suffix. So Tana, the Bryce says, this is getting to your point, I think, Ubilvad Shiyamas, only if he actually dies, says Rashi, what does that mean? Tana Ubilvad Shiyamas. Aval ilo meis, if he never dies, Igloi milsa delav gitahu, it was never a get, v'chayv chatas. And even Rabbi Yossi would agree there's a chayv chatas in this case if he never dies, if she's with another man. V'ha Gemara says now, Ulchimais, havagita, when he dies, it's a good get, how does that take place? So Amar Rabba Be'omer Me'esh Ani Ba'olam. It takes effect the moment I'm in the world. So let's understand this for a second. Look at Rashi. Continuing that Rashi, it's not bold. It says Uparchinan Bein the Rabbi Yossi. This next question is Demashrilei Eishes Ish Suffolk. Bein the Rabbi Yehuda Demashrilei Eishes Ish Vaday Lachim Ma'is Heicha Haviget. How could it be a get according to both opinions? Ha'lidetu. According to them, Lo Haviget L'Mafreya Mishas Mesira. It's not considered a get L'Mafreya. Imkain lo have a get lachemisa, because had it been a get lemafreya, so then the question then it would be she would be single.
Then it's like my yom ha'meisi, which is okay, right. And there's no question of lachemisa.
So this question, we're clearly not going lemafreya. How come it works? Right. So he's saying it's a situation where he says the moment, the last moment that I'm in the world, let the get take effect at that time.
So all of Andy's questions come back again about what it means choshishim lekedushin if it's not.
Yeah,
well, you can't say lemafreya now, right?
She was a married woman.
Always.
Choshen lekedushin, unless choshen lekedushin means choshen that they're mevatel leget. You know, like their gas is to be mevatel leget.
Their active bias kedushin.
I mean, that was like an active.
Mm-hmm. Calls it kedushin sheni, but maybe it just means bittel.
I hear. Okay, we'll have to learn to be in one time, Mirat Hashem. Maybe next cycle of Daf Yomi, we'll spend 3 hours in morning Seder, Mirat Hashem. Should we go? There's a missionary?
No, I have to actually run.
So it's a good stopping point. We can't do this anyways without Adam, so.
I couldn't have it or have it.